Global finance, are those storm clouds ahead? Is capitalism reproducing the same conditions that led to the 2007-08 financial crash? In two introductory articles, Ross Saunders looks at the rickety global financial order and Ian Grober points to the recent Italian bank bailouts to show how the working class continues to pick up the tab for the capitalists' failures. Ross Saunders, Socialist Party Wales. The world's banks are betting that the economic recovery has begun, but every day there is more evidence that none of the fundamental problems in capitalism have been solved. The Federal Reserve, the USA's central bank, has raised interest rates, beginning to turn off the tap of cheap money which has supported the American economy since the 2008 financial meltdown. Last month, the Fed backed the plans of all 34 major American banks to give big payouts to their shareholders, judging that there is less need for banks to hoard cash in case of a new economic crisis. Recovery? Mario Draghi of the European Central Bank said at the end of June that deflationary forces have been replaced by reflationary ones in the European economy. The capitalists think that after a decade of painful austerity, the recovery is finally underway. They are gambling that the economy is robust enough for them to begin clearing out the bad loans that have lain on the books of the banks for the last decade. In early June, the European Union's Bank Rescue Fund, the Single Resolution Board, stepped in to rescue Banco Popular, handing it to Spain's biggest bank, Santander. This was followed by the Italian government's bailout of two Venetian banks, see adjacent article, which swallowed €17 billion of public money. But it is not clear how the mountain of bad debts in economies like Italy can be unwound without triggering a new round of crisis. Trouble. France too is in trouble. Prime Minister Edouard Philippe said the country is dancing on a volcano of €2.1 trillion of debt, equal to its total GDP. According to US financial consultant Standard & Poor's, the UK's 1.8% growth rate last year was pumped up by an increase in consumer debt which will continue to rise, particularly because wages have been held down. Global debt now makes up a larger proportion of GDP now than it did before the beginning of the financial crisis a decade ago. The stimulus has failed to rebuild the economy because returns on investments aren't profitable enough for the private investors which dominate the world economy to judge them worth the risk. The worst example is the UK, where exporters have used the weakness of the pound not to invest and take over more market share, but merely to raise prices. No solution. There are signs now that the mechanisms used to rescue the economy could now be putting it at risk. Capitalism has found no solutions to the devastating effects of the last economic crisis, and the next is already ripening. The banks and big finance companies, along with the major corporations, which dominate the UK economy, should be nationalized, and investment decisions made by democratically elected bodies made up of workers in the industry and from wider society